etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. We are here once again presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we present some Madani pearls about Islamic teachings and manners. In this program, we also hear about the Quranic verses, ahadith, and sayings of the pious saints on different topics. Our religion has ordered us to treat our relatives well and be kind to them. This is called maintaining the ties of relationship or maintaining the ties of kinship. In other words, treating relatives well and condemnation of severing ties have also been stated in our religion. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we'll listen to some Madani pearls about maintaining the ties of kinship. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessing of Durud-e Pak. The final prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The closest to me amongst people on Judgment Day will be the one who will recite the most salawat upon me." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When we talk about maintaining ties of relationship, there are two words called sila-i rahmi. Let's listen to the definition of sila-i rahmi. It's displaying any sort of goodness or doing a favor. Rahmi means kinship or relationship. When you combine the two words together, it says sila-i rahmi. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharia. Sila rahmi means to maintain the ties of relationship. In other words, being good to relatives and treat them well. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maintaining the ties of kinship with relatives and forgiving their misbehavior is a great ethical attribute, and there's a great reward for this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In part 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Translation from Kanzuni Iman, and give relatives their right. Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes under this verse in Khazain al-Irfan, it means maintain the ties of kinship with relatives, treat them lovingly, meet them, inquire about their condition, and treat them well. There are many benefits in maintaining the ties of kinship. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, there are 10 benefits of treating relatives well. We get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes people happy. It pleases angels. Muslim praises this person. Satan feels upset. Life increases. Blessing is granted in sustenance. Deceased Muslim forefathers become pleased. Love increases amongst them. After his demise, his reward increases, because people pray for goodness for him. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that maintaining the ties of kinship increases life and sustenance. And some scholars, rahimahumullah salam, have said, increase in life means that even after death, a reward is written for him as if he is still alive, or it means that even after death, people constantly remember him for goodness. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, where we get this excellence and blessing of maintaining the ties of relationship, at the same time, the relatives also remain happy with the one who maintained the ties, and such people are honored in the society. The one who maintains the ties of relationship will get its reward in the hereafter, and he will continuously get its benefit in the world as well. I mean, this is such an action which contains both religious benefits and worldly benefits. About maintaining the ties of relationship, abundant blessings are quoted in ahadith as well. Once, the final prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was present on the sacred pulpit when a holy companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Who is the best amongst people? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, the best person amongst people is the one who recites the Holy Quran in abundance, is more pious, enjoins good and forbids evil most, and maintains the ties of kinship. In other words, treats their relatives well. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who believes in Allah Almighty and Judgment Day should maintain the ties of kinship. The final Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, on Judgment Day, three people will be in the shade of Arsh of Allah Almighty. One of them is the one who maintains the ties of kinship. We should always try to maintain ties with our relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ Translation from Kanzul Iman, and fear Allah, in whose name you demand mutual right, and be mindful of your blood relations. The final Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who severs the ties of relationship will not enter paradise. Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes under this hadith, it means that the person who considers severing ties of kinship is halal without a reason and suspicion is a non-Muslim and will remain in hell forever and will not enter paradise. Or it means that he will not enter paradise with those who will enter paradise earlier. Or it means that he will not even go with those who will get salvation from the punishment. In other words, first he will be punished, and then he will enter paradise. Maintaining the ties with relatives is wajib, and severing the ties with relatives is a major sin. There are some levels of maintaining the ties of kinship. The lowest level is that he goes up being angry with someone and maintains the ties through salam and conversation. With respect to capacity and need, there are different forms of maintaining the ties of kinship. In some cases, maintaining the ties of kinship is wajib, and in some cases, it is mustahab. If in some conditions, a person maintains the ties of kinship, but not completely, we do not call it severing the ties of kinship. Trustworthiness, or trust, and maintaining the ties of kinship is an important aspect, is an important character in the life of a Muslim. And the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, trust and maintaining the ties of kinship will be sent, so they will stand on the right and left of the bridge of Sirat. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states under this hadith, this will be the extreme honor of both the attribute that both of them will be made to stand near bridge of Sirat for intercession and complaint, because their intercession, salvation will be granted, and upon their complaint, accountability will be held. From this great saying, we learn that a person should certainly fulfill the rights of trust, meaning amanat, and relatives, because upon displaying deficiency in both, there is severe accountability. Salvation will be granted upon their intercession, and if they complain, there is an apprehension of falling off from the bridge of Sirat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, where the order of treating the relatives well is given, and its blessings are stated, at the same time, the contamination of severing ties with relatives and its disadvantages are also described in ahadith. In Tabarani, Sayyidina A'mash rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes, once in the morning, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present in a gathering. He said, by the oath of Allah Almighty, the one who severs the ties of kinship should leave so that we would supplicate to Allah Almighty for forgiveness, because the doors of the heaven remain closed upon the one who severs the ties of kinship. It means if he remains present here, the mercy will not be sent down and our supplication will not be answered. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a severe punishment for those who sever their ties, that the doors of heavens are not open for them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, on Mondays and Thursdays, the deeds of people are presented in the court of Allah Almighty. Hence, Allah Almighty forgives everyone except those who bear enmity and sever the ties of kinship. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, there's a parable about the one who severed the ties of kinship with the pious saints have been narrated. Sayyidina Yahya ibn Sulaym rahmatullahi ta'ala states, in Makkah, there was a pious person from Khurasan. people used to keep their trust, meaning their valuable possessions, with him. A person entrusted 10,000 ashrafis or gold coin to him and set out on a journey. When he came back from the journey, the Khurasani person had passed away. He asked his family and the children about his valuables. They said, "We do not know anything about it." The person asked the scholars of Makkah, "What should I do?" The scholars said, "We hope that this Khurasani person is destined for paradise. You should do one thing. After the passage of half of a night or one third of it, go to the well of Zamzam and call out his name and ask him." He did this for 3 nights, but did not receive any reply. Then he got back to the scholars and told them about it. The scholars said, "We fear that probably your friend is not the one who's destined for paradise." The scholars advised him, "Go to Yemen. There is a well in a valley named Barhut. Go there and give him the same call." He did the same. Hence, upon the first call, he replied, "I buried it in so-and-so corner of my house. I did not tell even to my family. Go to my son and dig that place. You will find it." Hence, he did that and found his well. While he was asking about his valuables, he asked him, "You are a very pious person. How did you get here?" He replied, "Some of my relatives were in Khurasan, with whom I had severed the ties. In the same state, I met my death. Therefore, Allah Almighty afflicted me with this punishment, and I was sent to this place." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are different ways of treating relatives well. Example, giving them a gift, and if they need your help in a matter, helping them in that matter, saying salam to them, visiting them, sitting with them, speaking to them, and treating them with kindness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, suppose that our relatives did not visit us out of laziness or because of any reason, or did not invite us to their house. In fact, they openly mistreated us. Even then, being generous, we should maintain our relationship. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who loves a palace being built for him in paradise and his ranks being elevated should forgive the one who oppresses him, grant the one who keeps him deprived, and maintain the ties with the one who severs ties with him." Subhanallah, what a great reward for those who maintain the ties of kinship with relatives who sever their ties, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a palace for them in paradise. Anywhere, whether anyone treats us well or not, we should continue to treat them well. It is mentioned in hadith of Musnad Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal that the most superior charity is the one which is given to the relative who hides his enmity. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is clear from these ahadith how important it is to treat the relatives well. We also discuss its religious and worldly benefits in today's program. We should also treat our relatives well. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we will get a lot of happiness and peaceful life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to treat our relatives well and grant us His blessings as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.